victim blame here.
Okay.
But this is like the third time. Fourth time? How many times has Maya gotten accused of murder here? And I just like think that at some point you should sit down and say, what am I doing to get myself in these situations?
She's within a certain proximity of Phoenix.
I didn't know how.
This is a property of Phoenix, you think?
Like
not her.
Like the
it's
magnetism. It's a real woman moment. it's like how the gravitational pull of planets create orbits. The gravitational pull of lawyers create people who are falsely accused of murder.
Are you saying that lawyers create crimes?
I'm not against the concept.
If
they do,
if
they're the ones who write the crimes,
the Joker exists. If Batman didn't also exist,
Rose is about to crack this thing wide open.
I'm not.
Welcome to Updated Autopsy Report, a podcast from Yotsuben and Friends, where we replay the entire Ace Attorney series with longtime fans and newcomers. I'm your host Ben, and with me today is Desi.
Hello.
And two good friends of ours, Tiago.
Yo.
And Rose.
Hi.
I am sitting in the longtime fan chair today, and Rose and Tiago and Desi are the newcomers for Spirit of Justice. We hope that through both of our perspectives as we play through the series, it'll reveal new details and provide interesting commentary for a series that's near and dear to us. Today, we've all played the first half of the third case of Spirit of Justice, The Right of Turnabout. Before I jump into the summary for this case, we actually have a little kind of intro bit for Spirit of Justice that we did not watch. Before the game came out, Capcom actually released an animated prologue for Spirit of Justice, which essentially set up a whole bunch of the like things that are going to happen throughout the rest of the game. However, I don't know. There's some things about it that make sense with how the game continues and some things that don't, but I wanted to not show it to everybody quite in advance just because of the preconceptions, or some people might think it was spoilery, that kind of thing. So now that we're three cases in, it can't spoil a goddamn thing. So I am going to show everybody the intro prologue for Spirit of Justice.
Oh, you're streaming right now. I should watch this.
Yes. So if you will all attend here.
Oh, 8 minutes?
Don't worry.
That can't be right.
And 18 seconds?
I think it's.
And 18 seconds.
I think it's correct.
All right.
God.
Now remember, there's blood, language, partial nudity, and violence.
Partial nudity?
The Kingdom of Kurayin, a country of spirit mediums and faith on the western edge of the Far East.
Shut up!
Its people's lives are nourished through the wisdom of Kurayin.
Get him out of here.
And protected by its founder, the Holy Mother. At least, that's how it used to be.
That's how it used to be. And now you get to see Nayuta for the first time. Supposedly.
I hate this guy.
This is how people would have been introduced to him.
Prosecutor Sadmadhi, we've captured and detained one of the rebel escapees, sir.
Silence, officer. You're disrupting the peace of this temple.
Sorry. Please forgive me, sir.
Job.
Get his vibes immediately.
Pitiful servant of a lost cause. Renounce your revolution and submit yourself to the judgment of this court. In her infinite mercy, our Holy Mother may yet see fit to save your soul.
Okay.
As if I give in! What's the point of a court that only doles out guilty verdicts?
A dragon's
good
eye.
Question.
Good
one
question.
Of the remnant lawyers, then?
We've bumped into sir, that question quite a lot throughout Ace Attorney's life.
This is the most unfuckable prosecutor.
Oh, Holy Mother, as your humble servant...
I don't think he can. He's like, to save this it's like chastity, soul. Right?
No one would want to.
This too
no one.
Is
he would neg them too much.
Yeah, negging does not work, children.
Objection!
Oh,
anime.
Climate!
These pork buns were frozen at the time of the crime. So it's possible they were solid enough to bludgeon someone to death with.
Oh!
Silence.
What?
Simon's destroying evidence. Listeners,
this didn't happen.
Oh my god, my radio is experiential pressure.
And you have proof of its past icy state, do you? Right?
Simon watches Athena catch pork buns with her mouth.
Well,
interesting.
Some evidence somewhere, you'll see.
It looks to me like we'll need to extend this trial by another day.
Oh, this is do free Simon.
This is frozen.
Hey, Blackwell, you better make some funeral preparations.
Perhaps I will. For the
That's not a good joke. This mean Athena.
Oh, Apollo spotted!
Just a little more and you'll have crushed it.
Yeah, but Prosecutor Blackwell's a tough guy to beat.
Well, what are we waiting for? There's evidence to be found, so let's do this. I'm so hungry. Oh, come on, Widget.
Insert shot of
okay,
Widget. I'm so hungry.
Widget, go away.
Oh, okay.
How tall is Phoenix?
Would you look
Japanifornia at its most beautiful.
Hey, I'm
the cherry blossoms outside of the courthouses in Japanifornia.
Miss Bay's aesthetic training?
Miss Bay?
Wait, sure. I where's Miss Bay?
No, Miss Bay. We have auto captions on, and it's fucking funny.
Yeah, the YouTube.
I heard it wrong. I
said Miss Bay.
Do you think Wright knows about the LA riots?
I don't know if I want to legislate that.
She's only got a white robe on.
You were really into it.
Yeah.
I guess I was. Didn't stop the water from being freezing, though. I thought it was going to turn into a popsicle. But I'm not done yet. I've still got another 5 rounds to go.
Yep, just 5 more until you finish the Crying School special meditation course for increasing spiritual power.
Okay. Then let's get going. I mean, I'll never become the head of Kuraian Village if I don't finish my training.
The head of your own village? Then you will be just like her benevolence, you know?
Oh, really? Her benevolence, huh? You mean your princess, right? So, what's she like?
She sucks,
nice,
Maya.
I bet you love her.
Yeah.
No, you're wrong!
She's up.
Cut to Rafa sensing somebody to death.
The divination seance.
Thanks
but
to
I
her
know
seance.
I can do it!
How dare you? Are you saying that my insights contain an untruth?
Yeah, that
you
is what her voice would sound
criminal?
Like.
There is no room for argument.
Oh,
I
I've heard her voice,
the
actually.
Accused guilty.
Yeah, she said a whole chant.
I actually press the B button and skip.
Please, your magistrate!
I skip all
I'm
of the dialogue.
An
I hate when people speak.
She reminds me of an SMT demon.
And exactly what good would a lawyer do when all we need to know is revealed through my divination seances?
You are 14.
Is there nothing?
As you must surely know, the Defense Culpability Act has rendered lawyering a virtually dead profession within our borders.
Seen a bunch of
as you know,
imprisoned
exposition.
And soon to be executed defense attorneys.
Oh my god, these are their graves!
Yeah.
The graves of law.
Oh my god, this... He's the last defense attorney.
Apollo Justice is doing fine!
Athena Sykes is doing fine!
Oh my god. Meaty buns!
Yeah, yeah.
All right.
Oh my god, I could eat a pork bun right now. Phoenix is eating pork buns.
Athena Sykes!
Nick, did you miss me?
Can you believe
are you
that
making a correct call?
Oh my god.
How expensive is this?
I'm about to take on my 6th.
It's like 20, like 2030. Do they still pay for phones?
And I was hoping you would come visit once I was,
What? Why Maya attacked?
None of this happened
it's
in the
Maya!
Game.
Oh, you poor, pitiful, unenlightened soul.
Oh my god.
What do you want?
Come along quietly. And you may yet know the Holy Mother's
this
forgiveness.
This is making me hate him more.
The worst man alive has a right, like a good point. No way, dude, he died.
No, come on.
Oh, that's right, fucking
boo.
Gentle Fist, idiot. Ain't trying to get 64 bulbs.
Oh, I hate this guy so much. I hope everyone at home is got this synced up and is watching it at the same time. I sure hope you're not like on the bus on your way to work thinking, man,
I pray that you watch yourself, fair traveler.
I wish I had a video.
May her holiness grant you her divine favor.
They're hearing it, don't worry.
Are you all right, Miss Maya?
Hey, Albie, who was that person just now?
Dog. Yeah, why did he suck so much, Albie?
All of the Nayuta fans in the comments are like, no!
There's right no way there's real Nayuta fans.
Maya, hey, answer me!
Oh, wow.
Hey, Apollo, I'm gonna step out for a bit.
Okay.
Huh? Okay, but where to?
To the kingdom of Kuraya.
That's an insane sentence you just said. What? Wait, that's actually really funny!
Oh my god, wow, that was the best part of the fucking trailer!
It won't be long now. A phoenix approaches this land.
No!
And with him, the flames of purification and change.
My head is in my fucking hands.
There you go.
I was gonna say, has it been 8 minutes and 18 seconds yet?
That was the longest 8 minutes of my life. Let's look at the ending. Don't pause yet, Ben. I want to get all 6 seconds left.
Okay. All the whole little ditty at the end. There you go.
All right, we got the ditty.
The dog's now leaving.
I think I have opinions about that thing in part. That 8 minute video in particular, I have opinions about. But now I have a lot more opinions about shit.
This was released before the game came out, right?
That's insane.
Like a week or two before.
Why?
And this was like giving people the context for why Phoenix would be going to Kuraine, you know, in the first place.
I'm there to fix.
Which is very funny then that in the game he's just like, la di da di da, everything's fine. And, you know, there's like, I think one sentence where he says, oh, I did get to talk to Maya, you know, before. Like, I got to talk to her, she's okay, so
just
I can take my time
in an 8 minute trailer that came out before the game,
right? So he does say like, oh, I'm fine now, I you know, she's okay, I don't have to rush, you know, but now that I'm here, now Albie will show me around before I can meet up
she
with
should
Maya.
Have been like, hey, can I borrow someone's phone for a second to text my friend
I,
and tell him
no
I'm
it's
fucking dead
dead ass. I think Maya did exactly what Maya would have done, you know what I mean? Which was nothing. She simply just went, ah, it'll be fine. And then Phoenix, of course, had his casual Phoenix breakout. Here's my thing about this trailer that we just saw, is that it kind of shows too much, right? Like, it shows this conceit of the, like, we're going to a court in which that lawyers are demonized. It shows the new prosecutor who is, like, world's most hated person right now, at least in the, with these three people, me and four people in the, these three in the room. We hate this guy.
There, yeah.
Tiago needs an abacus to
kill him. The dog really hates him too.
I saw four and I was like, but I'm part of four, so I should say three, but we and four and mine three for three. Anyway.
And who's on first?
Who's on first? It's not fucking Nayuta.
Fuck that guy.
Christ. We haven't even got to the case. We haven't even got to the case.
Well, now I can bring us in with the summary. So. Phoenix, having made his splash in Kuraine already, finally meets up with Maya as she preps to participate in the purification rite. This yearly religious ceremony typically doesn't let foreigners participate, but due to Abbot Tarust Inmi's wife,
bad name,
Believe Inmi, given that she's pregnant, Maya took her spot. However, during the lengthy ceremony atop the mountain peak, Tarust is murdered and Maya is framed for it. Ah, defending Maya, our home away from home.
Mm-hmm.
Princess Rafa insists on following Phoenix around as he does investigation, poking at the various items around the inner sanctum. Also, Emma Sky has been dragged here to help out. Also, you meet the queen and the queen consort briefly. No biggie. Heading into court, Maya stands at the bench with Phoenix as he goes up against Nayuta for the first time. Once again, Phoenix dismantles Rafa's insights, reversing the presumed murder scenario, and causes her to faint. Nayuta responds by bringing out a witness. This witness is, of course, a man who has lost his memory, but has coincidentally seen the murder. While Phoenix is breaking down his blatantly false testimony, the witness begins to get his memory back on the stand, and remembers that, oh, he's an escaped convict and a rebel who, you know, parachuted down from the maximum security prison on top of the mountain above the inner sanctum. Anyway, he runs away, and then a second person is found murdered. And they blame Maya for this one, too. As such, court is delayed for another day to investigate the second incident as Maya and Phoenix hang on by a thread. So, about 15 minutes into the episode, how are you feeling about this first half of case three?
I want to fucking leave. I don't want to be here anymore. I don't like Karai.
Oh, you're not a fan.
The investigation segment was kind of fun. I had a decent time doing that.
There's a lot of variety, I think, in the investigation segment,
not too bad.
Right? There's some a lot of stuff. Different scenarios happening.
We got to begrudgingly add Rafa to the sidekick compendium.
I like her more now that she was a sidekick for a few minutes because, like, it's becoming increasingly obvious that she is, in fact, just stupid.
She's very sheltered. She doesn't know shit.
Yeah, they're doing the, like, whole she's sheltered thing, but also, like, she's dumb.
I kind of
appreciate that.
It's nice, but then we are reminded of the sheer horror of the fact that this motherfucker is responsible for life or death. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's bad. It's bad. You shouldn't let 14-year-olds decide this.
She sent X number of people to their death.
Like,
times two, because their defense attorneys go too.
Yeah, so, like, it is increasingly clear that, like, the priestess of this church court is not good at her job. And that is way more terrifying than someone who is competent. I like seeing Maya Fey a lot. I honestly feel like I grew up with her, you know what I mean? Like, she's my friend, and, like, now we're both adults, and we both pay taxes. She doesn't pay, she skips, but I pay.
She's got immunity to taxes.
Yeah. How do we feel about the new Maya Fey, like, slightly aged up, you know, animations, 3D model and all that? Like,
I'm not, like, crazy about her, like, really pink lips.
Everyone knows when you get older as a woman, what happens is they put on more lip gloss.
Yeah, they every year you get twice as many lip gloss.
One for your defense attorney.
There's definitely something in, I don't know, in like anime adjacent character design, right? Where when a character's young, their lips are absent. When a female character is older, suddenly they wear lipstick, right?
Yeah.
That is like the marker of, like, oh, they are over the age of 20 now.
Yeah, right? And male characters,
for some reason,
no lips.
Lips on men. It's a goddamn thing.
If you saw a man with no lips, you would run away. Men have lips.
As a professional man.
The lipless man.
I have
sounds
me,
like a horror movie.
The lipless man.
The man without lips.
I think, honestly, it's kind of
the man who can't play the trumpet.
It's like, I see a little bit of her sister in her now, and I'm like, God, I mourn your sister, dude. I miss your sister, Maya.
So does Phoenix.
Your sister was so hot, Maya. Where'd you go?
She better not be back. I swear to God.
You don't think we're going to channel Mia once?
No. No more Mia.
Here's the thing, though.
Making another 3D model is the thing.
But here's the thing. Now they're probably the same age that they were when Mia originally died. It doesn't have to be a different model.
Yeah, boobs just get bigger.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that. God, I miss your sister, yeah. Maya.
How'd you forget about that, Tiago? That doesn't sound like
you.
I just, like, now it's like, wow, you're so grown up, Maya. I really hope you don't fuck up becoming a god priest or whatever. And immediately gets accused of murder.
They did. When I was reading through, once again, the wonderful Gyakuten Saiben Library.
Thank you, Gyakuten Saiben Library.
Yeah, thank you, Ash at Gyakuten Saiben Library, for all your translations. There was an interview with Yamazaki talking about Case 3, and he mentioned that they did a lot of work, obviously, to make Maya's 3D animations line up with her 2D animations as much as possible. But the one where she kind of has her hands in front of her, like both of her clenched fists in front of her lifted up,
yeah,
they did say that one, it made sense to draw it in 2D animation, but it did not make sense in 3D modeling where her arms should actually be, right?
Mm.
So they said, again, that one had to be trickery, right? They had to adjust it slightly and do some things to kind of make them seem close enough to the original poses, but a lot of them had to be tweaked, right?
I mean,
which is
it would be understandable if it's not the exact lined up, right? Like, she's fucking an adult now, it's fine.
Yeah.
I do missing having her at the bench, though. There's an animation she does when she's, like, off pondering, but now her, like, eyes, like, go in all different directions, and I'm like, oh, wow, Maya, you're thinking, you can do it!
Yeah, the animation of her eyes going around or whatever, looking different directions, yeah.
It's good. I feel back at home, you know?
Mm-hmm. It's nice to have her at the bench again.
I fucking hate this kingdom. I want to get out of here so bad.
I know. Like clawing out of a hole in the ground.
Well, I guess let's go through some of the details then in the investigation segment quick. Because, Maya's part of this rite, this purification rite, we have this figure in Kuraiin. Let me pull up all the details here.
Lady Kira is like the sister to the Holy Mother. And
I can't remember her name because it's not an inane pun.
So Lady Kira, the sister. You will see, Rose. Kira sounds kind of like Killa, all right? So she's a Killa.
Like Kira?
Like from fucking Death Note, yeah.
From Death Note?
From Death Note. Yeah. I don't know if that's the actual pun, but whatever. Who gives a shit? I fucking hate this place. And Lady Kira in mythology is someone who strikes down people with a righteous fury, because the Holy Mother could never get violent, but her younger sister, she could.
Right.
Then, it turns out, 2 years ago, when Maya Faye first got here, there was someone who was dressing up as Lady Kira and killing the rebels, the insurgents, in the name of holy divine punishment. Now we fast forward to here.
Like every religion.
Like every religion. Now we fast forward to now, in which that there is a tokusatsu show called The Plumed Punisher, in which the Plumed Punisher goes around and kills people too?
I think it's just kind of inspired by Lady Kira, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think the Plumed Punisher is killing people.
Why not? It would be sick if...
I think they're just kind of like, you know, a little bit inspired by it, right?
I mean, the courts are, the 14-year-old is. Why not?
And they do also, like, make a couple jokes how it's just, you know, a ripoff of the Steel Samurai. Like, the theme song almost sounds exactly the same when you watch it on the TV there.
Mm-hmm.
They play the theme song and it's...
pitched slightly different.
Yeah, just pitched up down a little bit, you know.
So they have to do
that. So they do that kind of thing.
They do a purification rite, and with a priestess dresses up as Lady Kira, gets washed and blessed, and I don't remember the rest of the rite because we don't do the rest of it. It gets interrupted, sort of. It does.
Exactly. It's not important.
But very important to note is that the wife of the priest was supposed to do it, but she couldn't. And I'm beginning to think the reason is because they didn't want to kill her. You know what I mean? Because
mm-hmm.
if we find out later, the priest is a rebel. And if the priest was a rebel aiding and abetting the escaped amnesiac, obviously it would make sense to get rid of the only other person there, right? Whoever was dressed up as Lady Kira. So, theory. They don't talk about this in the current part, but I believe that the intended victim was supposed to be Lady Kira, and that would have been Maya Faye. Maya Faye was supposed to die here tonight. That's my theory.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. So,
mm-hmm.
Oh boy. God.
I just think this is, I don't know. Like, it's supposed to be that we're, like, in this, like, country where, like, there's no, like, proper due process, like, justice doesn't really matter, like, evidence can be wishy-washy and logic can be thrown out the window just because, like, well, they say it's this person, so execute them. But it's just, it's a frustrating change from, like, like, how I feel this game ought to be. Like, I need there to be the rule that you have to prove it. And, like, I don't know. Like, the end of this, whatever the fuck his name is, he's just, like, pulling ideas out of his ass. He's like, oh, she threw the cape over the statue so it would fool the like, vision or whatever. And I'm like, prove it!
Give
me some kind of logic that isn't just, I just came up with this idea and it would totally work.
It sucks because, like, there is, like, the possibility that here's my, like, hard guess for what happened, is that the priest was somehow pushed into the statue, and that's how he got stabbed in the stomach.
Spikes all over it.
I don't think it was the dagger that they keep implying. It was not Lady Kira's dagger, her holy dagger. It was the fact that he was pushed into the statue. But, like, the thing is that we don't get the opportunity to present that. It's all Nayuta's idea. And I'm like, I have reading comprehension. I could see that happening. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like, yeah. I wanted to do the thing where I was like, obviously somebody parachuted down from the prison. It's extremely obvious. I'm like, even the judge at one point is like, I can't help feel, but this whole thing has been a complete waste of everyone's time. And I'm like, yeah.
I know.
I do feel like
don't
that.
Call attention to it.
Yeah, like.
If you're calling attention to it, you're going to make me feel like that's even more true.
Yeah, like if you think it's a waste of my time and I think it's a waste of my time, then who the fuck is flying this plane? Like.
We have to investigate the area in which that the murder. It is essentially, quote unquote, a locked room murder. Because it happens on the, like, on the cliffside.
Like, almost every fucking case.
Well, no, there are some cases that aren't, but, you know, I'm not gonna fight you on this one right now.
Some of them are, like, a locked aquarium murder.
You can fight with me. I have no fight in me right now after going through this.
Okay, so, it's a quote-unquote locked room murder, and there's always, like, three solutions to locked room murders, which are, like, the killer was already in the room, the killer killed from outside the room, or the killer killed in the room and then found a secret escape out. But like, here's
They killed outside of the room and snuck the body in.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, that's
just
a possibility.
We cannot forget.
So like, I think the thing that kind of like frustrates me is that like, this case did stump me in the court segment, but only because I was sort of unclear on what I was supposed to be debating, because it seems like. The prosecution is unclear about what it's debating. Cause like we have Princess Rafa and we have her kiddie pool dance in which she summons the spirit of the dead. And we go through it and then we point out shit that's wrong. And then she simply just goes, oh, well I'll make it more clear. And that way I'll be right. And we're just like, if that was possible the entire time, shouldn't you be maximizing your abilities and making it as clear as fucking possible? Like,
out of the gate.
14.
And it's like, I understand why this happens, like, this decision gets made from a gameplay perspective,
yes.
Right? That you don't want to give everybody, the player, all the information right away and make them confused about what they're supposed to present against. Because otherwise, you run into the possibility that somebody notices the lantern thing too soon before they're in focus,
yeah.
Right? And they start trying to present on that. So I understand how you get here, right? But It does feel still like, okay, Rafa, why are we not, like, making
how
it,
how many
like,
people have you sent to their death because you didn't make it clear enough?
Also, like... Yeah,
why didn't you enhance all the time, girl?
I feel like we ought to address the elephant in the room about channeling, too, because Maya's right here, and Maya, like, Phoenix tries to talk about it, and Maya's like, no. In this country, they believe that only the royal family has the ability to channel. So if I, or like, say, Pearly, or some, like, any of the people all over the world who can channel show up and start channeling, they'll get really upset, and I feel like it would be disrespectful to them and their culture, so I don't want to do it. And I'm like, okay, but... her way of channeling to solve crimes, again, not infallible, as we prove in the first game, because you can only hear what the ghost has to say, is probably still a million miles better than this. Because at least we could talk to the man and be like, Sir, did you turn around? Yes or no?
Yeah.
Like, sir, were you a rebel? You're dead already, so do you wanna...
We have to create an artifice in which that we don't use Maya Faye's abilities, because to do so would solve the issue immediately.
I want to use her abilities so bad.
It is the Dungeon Master going, if I allow them to do this, they'll break the case, so we can't do that.
Break the case!
So, it does bring up weirder implications, which is like...
Here's a question for you.
Okay.
If at some point in the rest of this game, this comes up again, do you want to know about it in advance or not? Or do you want to know if this is like their excuse for leaving it out of the whole game, right?
I mean, I wouldn't want to know because...
You don't want to know. You want to wait and find out whether...
Yeah, no,
We'll leave it. We'll leave it vague.
We have to keep our eyes as blue as Nyuta's or whatever.
I hate
it
so much. I'm
so sorry, Des. I didn't mean you to get caught in that crossfire. I'm just saying.
I was right in front of you.
I'm just saying, I have stronger genes than Nyuta, all right? I can look at outside.
What is that?
What's going on tonight?
You know, like, you know, the more blue someone's eyes are, they can't see the sunlight, you know? Fucking. My eyes are.
I have sensitive eyes. What do you
my
want?
My eyes are brown and strong. Okay, I was.
My eyes are blue, and like the tiniest bit of light makes my eyes water.
I have astigmatism.
I think I also have astigmatism. Wait, do we all wear glasses in this call?
We all wear glasses.
Oh my god, we're dropping the sickest lore tonight. Everybody, we all wear glasses
for all the fan art.
We're all fucking nerds.
Yeah, we're all wearing glasses. So here's the thing, right? Is that like Maya Faye potentially could fall into the trope of like. Foreign messiah, right? Because they do that in movies, right? Where like, oh, you know, this person just happens to look like the deity of our local country, and it's like, whoa, that's crazy. We should worship them. And I like how...
Yeah, like C-3PO with the Ewoks.
Like C-3PO with the Ewoks, or like...
I mean, who was going to argue with the Ewoks?
Here's a deep cut. Like, your best friend from Mega Man Star Force 2, who fucking looks like a deity in that one. No one's played that game.
That's too
deep. Yeah, exactly. I played that game. I like it. Anyway, the point being is that, like, I like how Maya's like, I'm trying not to do that because I just want to do the training and get it over with. And also, I'm not trying to start a fight between the Kingdom of Kuraine and Kuraine Village, who just has, like, a couple of chickens. You know what I mean?
A small town in the mountains of Japanifornia.
Versus a country. So yeah, I don't blame her for not starting that fight. It's just inconvenient because we could really use that right now.
I should say, don't forget, Crane Village does, in addition to the couple chickens, they also have a broken and glued back together pot.
Oh shit. That's probably
they have Pearl Faye, the most powerful.
And they have Pearl Faye, the fastest girl in the West.
She is like the next recipient of the Phoenix Force.
She can channel, but also she doesn't need to because she's going to be an Olympic gold medalist in a couple of years.
Does Pearl
because
have
she
speed
actually
force?
Goes out and finds evidence.
No, the Phoenix Force.
Like, just goes out and gets the evidence.
The Jean Grey gets, the X-Men, not the Speed Force. What am I, a DC fan? Jesus.
I'm sorry.
I'm an X-Men fan, baby. I'm going back to my joke about how all of us are secretly X-Men in the Ace Attorney court case.
Oh my god, it's been a while.
Apollo Justice the Cyclops. Athena is fucking some other shitty telepath. Pearl Faye is Jean Grey. Maya Faye is Professor Xavier. Phoenix Wright's just a...
You got it all figured out.
I got it all figured out. This court case, right? We have to first defeat the Insights, and I did die here because I straight up didn't know what the fuck the point that Princess Rafa was making. Fun fact, she doesn't know what a train is. Second of all,
I feel like the Insight was the strongest part of the court case.
It's the strongest part. I think I just struggled a lot on it simply because I feel like I proved a point and then she would simply just go, well, you know, here's why it didn't matter. And it's like, I get that happens with like actual people who have law degrees, but when a child does it, it does piss me off more.
Also,
I think
like,
I'm just mad at a child. I think I'm just mad at a 14-year-old.
Teenagers.
Teenagers, man.
I mean, we have to do a lot of back and forth with like who was facing what direction, who was mm-hmm. where, right? And who was positioned, you know, in whether they were in the water or of the fountain or not. And, you know,
please don't again, ask me to remember which direction people are facing.
Oh, I know the direction. Right,
trust
so easy.
In me and Maya. And also Maya doesn't really remember much.
She was drugged.
It's like, Maya, were you near the War Bad statue? By the way, the statue's called the War Bad Bird.
Is that the bad pun?
It's because war's bad.
What? That,
I guess. Yeah, war bad.
What is it good
I didn't
for?
Pick up on that one, actually.
I
give it up.
I assume that's what it is. Anyway, but yeah, but Maya's like, I don't really remember what happened. It's like, Maya, please, girl.
She got
anything
chloroform.
You could tell us.
I think she did.
Honestly, I think that...
Someone hit her over the head.
She should start turning herself with chloroform like the main character in the Princess Bride turned himself in with cyanide. Like, I actually do straight up think that would be good for her. If she
that
can
is
develop...
Just
idea,
in case.
Yeah.
If she can develop an immunity to chloroform, a lot of these cases would go a lot easier, Your Honor. We have to defeat Princess Rafa, and, like, again, it's just something that, like, kind of irks at me is the fact that, like, alright, we've already had one case that was earth-shattering enough in this country to debate the, like, reason why we use you, Princess Rafa, and your divine pool trick. Why are we simply just doing it again without, like, any more credit? Like, I feel like we should be critiquing your dance more, you know what I mean? Like, clearly it's not fucking working or some shit. We already proved that I can win at court. So doesn't that mean what leg does she have to stand on?
I mean, her visions are always true, right? It is just that she interprets them.
She misinterprets them. That's
because she's 14.
She's stupid.
I'm just, Jesus. Wow, that'll give her the gun.
Really vicious tonight, aren't we?
I hate this game.
Welcome to the Hating Teenagers Club. We hate Regina Barry here, and now you two can hate your own teenager.
I feel like we hate Regina Barry.
I was there during the Regina Barry bit. What the fuck?
I feel like our Regina Barry hate is, like, so irrational. Like, it was rational, and then it became irrational, and now mm-hmm. we've just completely lost control of it.
It went from Regina Barry hate to Regina Barry grudge to this.
Yeah, now we have an...
What even are we now?
We just have a grudge that she exists.
I don't care for the Big Barry Circus.
We still don't like
the Circus.
You know what? We gotta refresh it. This is, like, episode whatever, like, 50 or some shit. I don't know what episode we're on. But we still hate Regina Barry.
Maybe we should let it go. Maybe we should be at peace.
No, I gotta hold on tighter now.
Right, no, grudges have to be held.
We gotta add Rafa to it now. We kick Rafa's ass in court.
I feel positively about her now, but
on Rafa because she's dumb.
Yeah, because she's kind of dumb.
Counterpoint: Regina Barry is also dumb.
I appreciate that every time something isn't going her way, she faints, and I think that is a real chat move.
The showmanship.
It's also a really convenient way to get rid of being able to ask her more details about her visions,
yeah.
Right? It's just for her to faint and be like, well, I guess that's it for the visions for now.
I've been mildly inconvenienced and I'm going to faint in court. I would do the exact same thing. I can't blame her.
I mean, we're the lawyer. We're not allowed to faint. If we fainted,
Phoenix
it
would
probably
does
go
faint.
Pretty badly.
If we faint, we
Phoenix
lose our
faints
memory.
In the beginning of this case. He kneels down to do the, like, prayer ceremony.
Oh, yeah,
and
his back
pain gets so bad he passes out for 3 days. And I love him.
Dude, that's so real of him, honestly. Phoenix
Take him to
real
the
adult.
Hospital.
No, they fucking put some cups on his back. He's fine.
This is from all those cars he's been hit by.
You think
this
that
is why his
wrong
back
with him?
Is so fucked that if he bends it, he just passes out from the pain.
The only clinic he's been
yeah,
to.
He
was...
had that Japanifornia health insurance, boy.
Oh yeah,
he didn't. He didn't. After he got hit by that noodle cart, he was like, don't take me to the. I don't have enough money for these hospital bills.
That's honestly,
so he bailed out of there as quick as he could.
I do miss Apollo Justice Phoenix, right? Because he's somebody who would say, "If I die, just throw me in a trash can." Like it doesn't matter, dude. Just fucking. Make sure you send me pour a bottle of whiskey in my body and light a match. It gives a shit.
You said Phoenix?
Yeah.
No, she would just be like, just let Trucy deal with it. She'll make my body.
Not true.
she just puts it magic panty.
Trucy Wright.
She's like crying.
Really?
Poof, he's gone.
Trucy Wright, really good at Among Us. That's my headcanon right now.
Yeah.
All right. So, like, we have to, we still, after we're done debating Princess Rafa because our life is a joke and we have to debate 14-year-olds in court, finally fucking, also, Samadhi's here the entire time. He's really mean. He's not a good heel. I think someone needs to hand him a script. You know what I mean? Like, he's just, like, mean at me.
May I? You said the word heel. May I use another wrestling term? It's bad booking, I feel
right? Yeah.
He's not a good match for Phoenix specifically, right? I think he was better when he was against Apollo because Apollo reacted way more, right? And there was a little bit more banter back and forth between
Phoenix
the two of them.
Phoenix is too concerned about his client being fucking killed as well as himself.
And Phoenix is also just like, yeah, whatever, asshole.
Yeah, like they don't really play off of each other very well. You're right.
We need a little more from either A, it needs to get under Phoenix's skin more, which it, like I said, you know, or like Desi said, it really can't because threat of death, right?
Yeah.
And so instead he just has to power through it and go, no, I'm focusing on the case here. When the last case with Apollo and Trucy, right? Apollo could let it get under his skin and they could have a little bit more of the, you know, rapid fire back and forth because, you know, there was no like, oh my God, I'm going to die over this.
Yeah, Apollo had a lot more bits to say about reincarnation as a bug. Whereas he said it once about Phoenix and Phoenix just went, am I supposed to die, you freak? Why are you talking like this?
Like, that's stupid.
Why are you calling
me
putrid
this?
Again?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a good point. I never really stopped to consider that, like, Samadhi may just be Apollo's prosecutor, and it's really weird when we fight him. You know what I mean?
I mean, here's the thing then. Again, not to say too much, but you might recall, Apollo does have some history with him, as has been hinted at last case.
They're going to touch lips.
No.
No.
Nobody like that.
I said he was unfuckable, and I stand by that. Also, Apollo's busy. He's got a boyfriend.
Yeah, but his boyfriend's off right now.
Where is he?
He's on tour.
He's
on
don't know.
Or something.
Yeah, it could be anywhere.
Feel like,
I don't know.
I feel like it's fine.
You think they do LDR?
I just think it's gonna be okay.
Okay, I mean, I don't think it's not gonna be okay. I just, you know, I'm not questioning the solidity of their relationship. I'm just questioning whether or not Samadhi and Justice touch lips. Maybe it's already happened. I think they went to law school together and they were roommates.
We should get through this game some more.
Oh my God, they were roommates.
They were fucking roommates.
We should get further in this game before you say something.
They were roommates.
Before you say something you regret.
Oh my God. Oh, you know what? Somebody's secretly the one who killed Apollo's parents or whatever. I don't know if they're dead. I just assume they are.
Well, one of them's not. We know that.
Oh, true. He knows Apollo's parents.
Yeah, remember that thread? That dangling thread?
Dude, oh my God.
They're also half-brothers.
What if Apollo's mom in the Kingdom of Crying for like no reason? I don't know, man. Fucking anything could happen in this game. All right,
yeah,
so
they might be related.
They might be related, and if that's the case, it's gonna be a real Luke Leia situation, you know what I mean?
I don't think it is.
I reject your premise.
Maybe for you, but not for me, the person who's been denying it this entire time.
That's an interesting point. I'll have to consider that. So we push Rafa out of the court case, and then Samadhi brings in a new witness.
Get that fucking kid out of my court.
Okay. You got it, ma'am.
Mm-hmm.
I'm turning into Kylo Ren.
We got a new witness, and this witness, is this the terrible pun, Ben?
Nope, this
isn't
the one.
That's fucking impossible.
This isn't the one. I thought this was the one for sure.
That's actually insane to me. Because this guy's name is Anon Emiss, last name TBD. That's insane. That is the worst one. Because that's pretty bad.
Well, and here's the thing. Not to get too far ahead of us. But his real name is also a terrible pun.
I actually don't get it.
That's a rebel.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
His real name is That's a Rebel.
Yeah.
I think they need to walk it back. It's too much. Whoever's writing these. I mean, there's still time. You can email us to apologize.
I'm like sweating. Like I feel uncomfortable saying these.
Like, I don't. That's a part of the magic. What is this game doing to us? They just become like a jumble of letters, and I go, "Oh yeah, that's that guy's name. Jumble of letters that starts with A."
So we have to break in Miss's testimony, in which he says, "I was outside the curtains. I saw it from the top of the other mountain." We go, "You weren't there," and he goes, "Yeah, you're right. I was somewhere else. I was on the other side of the curtains because I, you know, felt I flew up there with my paraglider." And then we say, "You didn't fly up. There was no wind." And he goes, "Yeah, my bad. I fell down from." And we go, "From where?" And he goes, "Oh, you know." And we go, "The prison?" And he goes, "Yeah." Why is he here? What the fuck is he doing here?
He's been on the run. You know, they've been looking for him. He's the guy at the very start where they're like, "Oh, Dats is back on the street now that he's out." You know, the
right-hand man of a rebel leader? This dude doesn't... He has amnesia.
Apparently.
How did Luke Skywalker get all the way up there? Who fucking knows?
Who fucking knows, man?
I mean, yeah, this dude, he's
you don't gotta be smart to be second-hand in a rebellion.
You gotta be sort of good.
He's got, like, this, like, big fake wig and like, beard and mustache kind of do going on.
No, that's his real hair.
And he looks like Lupin is going to rip this off at any point, yes. Right? You know? And it's going to be like, ha-ha, gotcha, you know? But he's got some good animations because of it. Like, the little one where he, like, cocks the one side of his mustache up, you know, and with his smirk is, like, pretty good. Yeah,
I like this character originally a lot because when he first showed up, it's during the investigation phase, and he's like, "Hey, man, do I know you?" And we're like, "No." And I immediately went through the Rolodex of every Ace Attorney character I could think of and went, "Do I know this guy?" So, like, his introduction was a lot better than what he turned out to be, which is just another useless fucking character in this fucking clown show of a court case. Like,
who also just makes insane lies that are really easily disproven.
I'm like,
right. You just have to go through all three steps, you know, with him.
He had too many. He had like five testimonies. What? Why is this dude talking so much?
Because he's making it up as he goes along, which he admits later. He's like, "Hey, listen, man, I did my best."
He straight up goes, "Halfway through this court, I realized who I really was and therefore had to keep lying." And I'm like, yeah. Okay, that's fair.
I don't
believe like,
him.
You don't think so? You think that he knew the entire time?
Yeah.
Okay, that's fair.
I pretty much knew who he was the second I saw him. I was like, "Yep, this is that guy." And
For half a millisecond when I first saw him, I thought to myself, "Is this Larry? I haven't seen him in a while."
Oh my god. Hey,
how did Larry get here and why is he a rebel?
The people want to know, where is Larry?
Where's Larry? How does Larry feel about, like, Apollo Justice? You know what I mean? Like, just the new, I have questions for Larry.
We need to keep Larry away because I don't want him to go near Athena.
True. Mm-hmm. Okay,
fair enough. Sorry, Larry.
No, that's okay. He'll be fine. He's grown.
He knows what he did.
He'll find somebody else.
Yeah. So we break through this guy's court testimony, and then we realize that we've been building our entire case on the idea that it was the rebel killer, Lady Kira. And then Samadhi goes, "Why would it be the rebel killer? The rebel killer cannot be the rebel who escaped from the prison. Why would he kill, right?" And so we go,
"Yeah,
fuck.
Because he's a rebel."
And then he makes a wild claim, which is Maya Fey is the rebel killer. And at that point, I'm like,
"So why is this happening?"
It kind of made me mad because we were asserting that it was the rebel killer. And then he goes, "No, that's stupid. It can't be." And then at the very end, he goes, "Actually, it is. But only because it's Maya." And at that point, I'm like, isn't it possible? This, like, I feel like we...
No evidence, no proof, no good logic.
We do get a guilty verdict for us. Like, straight up, the court, the judge goes, "Phoenix Wright, Maya Fey, I find you guilty of this murder." And we're like...
Okay, we're gonna fix it.
And then after the guilty verdict, a man busts in through the door and says, another body has been found with the dagger with Maya Faye's prints on it. And then he goes, I charge you with a second murder. Therefore, we're going to extend this court case.
At this point, is it like she's a folk hero? Like, what is going to happen? Yeah. Like, all of a sudden, we're like, because, like, hypothetically, it's possible that she, this, I don't think this is what's going to happen, but I think this might be a red herring we get thrown. She's accidentally channeling Lady Kira.
That'd be insane.
Which would be sick. And if that is actually what's happening, that would be sick.
But to be fair, though, if we get... I remember we had a court case earlier in our career that if Maya Faye was channeling somebody who turns out to be a killer, she still is culpable for that murder. But that was back in, like, Game 2.
Yeah,
things are different now.
Yeah, that was back in Japanifornia.
Yeah,
and
that was with the...
like, before we explained to the judge that, actually... Ghosts can be
the
murderers. And they do exist.
But this is like a new court. And also, it also brings up another point. If Maya Faye is the rebel killing vigilante y'all know, are you gonna sentence her to death? Don't you love her? Like,
everybody loves her. The people are throwing parties in the streets for her.
That's the thing. Right now, people love the rebel killer who kills all the rebels. And that's the thing is that serves the needs of the evil government that Nayuta's working for. So shouldn't he be like, kind of be like, well, you know, maybe I'll let this one slide. You know, you're kind of helping me out.
Maybe
here.
We throw her a parade.
But like,
I mean,
obviously that can't be the case, right?
Maya Faye and Phoenix Wright to the keys to the fucking city, a giant parade and a big bottle of champagne each.
I sentence it to you to one golden statue each.
Yeah. It's only fair, right?
But it's good.
What do you think? You think the queen and the queen consort would be kind of cool with that, right?
I love how you've been saying the queen consort as if isn't the fucking, like, chief minister of law who threatened us with a cigar.
He says, also, he's like, that makes me the king. And Phoenix is like, I'm pretty sure it doesn't, actually.
We have to.
Yeah, he's not the king.
Because he is the queen consort.
We have to go.
He's the husband of the queen, but yes, he is also the justice minister.
We have to
right?
go back for a second and talk about how his, like, second introduction was low-key the most menacing thing I've ever seen. Where it turns
out. I love
it. Like, those animations are sick.
It turns
say,
out the cigar
right?
in his mouth is not a cigar, but a stamp. And then while he's talking to you, he's just stamping a bunch of papers, and he goes, do you know what these are? And you go, no. It's like, these are what are they called? Death warrants? Death? When you sign someone to death in, like, the court of law? Fuck, dude, I'm really...
Order of execution?
Order of execution. These are execution orders. And he's stamping them by the second. And we're like, bro, what are you doing?
I'm in my mind, I'm like, so we linking up with the rebels when? Like,
yeah, true. I mean, there's no way we get through this game and they go, like,
link up with the rebels a case ago when they said that defense attorneys get killed
yeah.
if they don't defend properly. Like,
so we all think it's the priest's son, right?
Oh yeah, the guy whose name is like Zealot or whatever, on the word Zealot.
The victim's son,
Paray Zealot.
The victim's son is named Paray Zealot, and I think it's him for the sole reason that the victim, trust in me, Abbot in me, was the head chief prince of the fucking church, but he turned out to be a rebel. Of course this would cause such malice in his son who has been raising, like, through
to
the
be,
religion.
To be clear, he's not his, Paray Zealot is not Abbot in me's son.
Okay.
He's a just a guest of
I
him,
believe
right?
at one he, point he said he was treated like a son.
Yes, he is somebody who they were, like, taking care of, right? So he did, yeah, he thought of him as son, but he's not literally
yes,
related.
So there's definitely a solid fucking chance that, of course, it's the guy who's literally named Zealot, right? Like, this dude who's really devout. Why wouldn't it be him? Also, his wife, believe in me, oh my god, having, like, a weird mental breakdown during the investigation phase.
Again, also some really funny animations for how for how she like basically claims that she's speaking for her husband from beyond the grave by holding his funeral portrait up in front of her face and moving it up and down as if he's talking, and then she speaks in his
voice.
There's
other pictures of him inside the frame, so when he has to make a different expression, she just swaps out the photo. And she must have had this prepared, right? Like, she knew she was going to do
it. It's so funny.
I low-key think that she might also be a contender for killer, if not for this insane bit she did. Like, that's the only reason why I think she's a contender for supposed
killer. Like, serial killer behavior.
Like, there's no way that you have a funeral picture of your husband where there's five photos of different expressions and you use it like a puppet. Like, that's not normal behavior.
This is why I like the investigation phase more.
Yeah, no.
Right? Is because we get some of this variety. We get to talk to her. We get to talk to the queen and the justice minister, right? Like, we get some of that stuff going on, and we get a little bit of the seeds of, like, you know, some other stuff going on with the rebels and with Maya, you know, talking about, like, hey, I don't want a spirit channel or anybody to know that I can spirit channel.
Yeah.
Right? That stuff is at least giving me some hooks for the rest of this nation and this game, right? So I like that stuff a little bit more than what goes on in the court case, right? Because it, as we already said, unfortunately, and even the judge calls it out, damn, kind of felt like a waste of time, huh?
It really did.
I think it's indicative.
It's like, I wish we would have just done a bigger, more involved, longer investigation phase, right?
Yeah, investigating.
And then had a bigger, longer court phase.
I honestly wish all cases were just a long investigation and a long court case. Because when you go from investigation to court case, back to investigation to court case, that's when I get really tired.
Interesting. You think court cases would be simpler if it was simply just one long investigation and one long court?
Yes. I think if we had everything that we needed before we went into court, things would be a little less.
And then throw in an intermission in each of those for Tiago, and I think we've got the perfect case. Mm-hmm.
I'm wondering how I would feel if some of the cases that we did were simply just two segments. I have to think about that more, because, like, I want to like the concept. My only fear is that, like, I feel like certain characters wouldn't get the right characterization if that was, like, the formula. Because I'm thinking about my main man, Bobby Fulbright. And if we had simply a long investigation...
But you're still getting as much character. Like, I'm saying you still get as much of that time as you need with that character. But it's just broken up differently.
I think the reason I'm sort of against it is because I felt like I was microdosed Bobby, and I really like that. I think if I had one full meal of Bobby, and then I didn't see him for a while, I think my hunger would be different, but I felt like I was solely drip-fed water, you know? And I felt like that kept me thirsty, you know? You see what I'm saying?
I understand. Yeah, no, I get it.
But, like, I'm also curious about that. Like, I feel like I'd also want to try that formula, you know what I mean? Because I'm like, maybe this is different. Maybe the reason that I'm not sure about it is because I haven't had it yet. And
it's like when you start to figure stuff out, or you haven't figured anything out at all, and then all of a sudden they're like, well, I guess we don't know enough, so you go back out and figure more stuff out. And it's like,
What I will say, after we get out of Spirit of Justice, right, Great Ace Attorney 1 and 2, almost every single case has a slightly different than the usual formula of how it's laid out, right?
Well,
I won't spoil it necessarily, but, like, it is not just investigation court, right? It breaks it up in a lot of really, I think personally, really interesting ways, and does some stuff that is unique from any other Ace Attorney game, and makes it, I think, again, more palatable, more digestible. And it's not that it doesn't have some of that occasionally, right? There are some cases that are still investigation court, right? But it is always mixing it up otherwise, you know, in between and how it lays that stuff out. And I think that helps to not let you fall into too much of a rut. Mm-hmm. But I think in the end, right, is you need to have plenty of scenes that let you get that characterization. You can have that in court. It's just that your room for characterization in court, I think, is narrower.
Because
right?
you need to progress when you're outside the plot, investigation. Yeah.
Right. When you're in an investigation phase, you have more room for the wacky, lighthearted conversations, which is I think, is crucial to characterization. So, yeah, I mean, either way, I personally, as long as I'm getting enough of that, I'm happy, right?
Mm-hmm.
And here, this investigation, for the most part, I think I was like 70% happy with the investigation phase, right?
Yeah.
Whereas I was like 30% happy with the courtroom phase.
I very much feel that.
I agree with that sentiment, yeah.
Because like, I don't know, the investigation. We were looking around. We were clicking on things. Emma's guy gave us Luminol, which we didn't get to use.
Not yet.
But she gave it to us, and I will...
Chekhov's Luminol.
I will remember that.
We're just slipping into Rafa's drink to poison her.
No. I'm going to teach her about Luminol. I'm going to fix her.
Are you going to fix this for me?
I'm going to fix
she's
her.
Gonna get like,
I can do this.
Yeah, she's going to be like, ooh, this is so fun, right?
Yeah, yeah. Listen. Teenagers, they are not finished growing. They're cooking some good shit sometimes, but you gotta let them finish cooking. You gotta point them in the right direction. You gotta say, listen, here's how you use Luminol.
You're treating them like a head that is about to rise in an oven.
Here's a hyperfixation for
she's
you.
She's gonna love it.
You know.
She's gonna watch all of Forensic Files, and then she's gonna get a little older and realize that Forensic Files is bullshit. But she's still gonna have a passion.
Cop propaganda.
Real quick, I think it's very indicative about this case that we've talked way more about the investigation phase and then talked very little about the court phase because we did not like the court phase. But
I'll be honest, we're just kind of fucking around at this point.
Because halfway through the court phase, they were like, wow, that was a sure waste of time,
yeah,
wasn't
exactly.
it?
We kind of went backwards, actually. We kind of talked all about the court first and then the
yeah,
investigation.
Yeah, it's kind of hilarious.
That's how mad we were.
Going back to the investigation phase real quick, I want to talk about the fact that Lady Rafa is a plumed Punisher fan, and so is Maya Faye, and I'm like, see, we can bond. Tokusatsu bring us all together.
So
we
true.
Need this.
Tokusatsu reach across the ocean.
Reach across the ocean.
Tokusatsu bring peace to the world.
Men in suits. We need rubber suits.
Yes.
So true.
I got nothing else.
Well, my memory, again, I'm like closing my eyes. I'm focusing hard and remembering what I can about the second half of this case. And I remember, at the very least, one incredibly insane thing happening. So, hopefully, that will be entertaining, at least.
Yeah.
So, we'll have to see how that all shakes out, then. But, again, it sounded like I was about to ask for predictions, but I believe you gave yours already, Tiago. You were saying
I believe
Zealot? Was it right?
I believe... wholeheartedly is Pariah Zealot because he has the perfect motivation. He's devout. He's a devotee to the religion who found out that the head priest was a rebel. Of course he's going to be really pissed about that. And of course he's going to hate an outsider for it. So it would be the perfect person to murder or blame for it. I think that is the killer. Although now I've worked 5% into the possibility that it's the wife just because I think she's kind of crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Those are my two guesses.
Alrighty. Anyone else want to toss one in before we wrap up?
I'll be honest. This case is making me too mad.
I largely support Tiago's
prediction. I just
want
it to be over.
I anticipate they are going to try and red herring us with Maya accidentally channeling Lady Kira's spirit. But that's not actually going to be what's happening. But I think they're gonna give that a shot because part of Maya's training is for her to be able to control spirits and when she's channeling them completely, and she says that she has, but also she's not 110% sure. So
yeah.
I think they're gonna try and fake us out with that, but it is gonna be that other guy, that named character with a portrait and a profile in our evidence folder who we haven't seen yet.
Yeah.
True.
Yeah.
All right, well then I think that will do it for us this week then. Yeah. Thank you everybody for listening. We appreciate your comments, your reviews, your messages that you send us saying how much you like the show. Like, they all mean a lot to us. And if you are somebody who'd like to leave a review for us, that really helps. We don't pay for any advertising or do anything to really get this show out there beyond our usual audiences, right? We tweet about it, or we post about it on co-host or wherever. And, you know, we hope that it reaches people. But, you know, if you write a review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, that really does help platform us, you know, and make the algorithm do some whatever algorithm shit to show us to more people. So we really do appreciate that if you would leave us a review, and we would we sometimes read them on the air. I don't have any new ones this week, but if one crops up, we will read them on the air. Mm-hmm. You can keep up you can keep up with everything the show does via our website, updatedautopsy.report. That has links to all of our social media accounts, so you can follow us wherever you please. You can watch also all of our Let's Plays with Desi and I playing through the game at youtube.com/@Yotsuben. In the rotating guest chair, we often have our good friend Iroh show up there, who also provides some commentary. And you can follow me on all social media at Yotsuben. Whatever website you go to, type that in and I'm probably there.
Mm-hmm.
Desi, where can people find you?
Somewhere out there.
And Tiago?
You can find me at Tiago S. Dutra on the website formerly known as Twitter, in which that you can find my link tree in the bio.
And Rose.
You can find me at Rose Nonsense on co-host, where you can buy my commission prices also. Or just, you know, random shit.
Just send money to Rose.
Buy Rose's art.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or, yeah, you can just give me money also. I'll take that.
Yeah.
Just me, though, not the podcast. Thank you so much.
I don't have any way set up yet. Maybe one day. Thank you so much for listening. We hope you'll rate and review us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or your favorite podcast platform. Next time, we will be playing the second half of The Rite of Turnabout. See you next time.
Bye.
Bye.